You're listening to Michelle.
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
Now, very excited to talk about film, and I've got a few guests in the studio. So I've got Lutricia, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, I did it right. I've got Andrea, I've got Caroline and James. So good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Oh, you sound, do you remember Charlie's Angels?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Morning, Charlie. Yeah.
Morning, Charlie, that's it. And that's what we all look like. Exactly. Well, you'd be Bosley, wouldn't you be Bosley?
Yeah, you could be the Charlie.
Yes, Bosley.
Yes. Bosley.
Is that a compliment? I don't think it
is. Oh, sorry, no. They're one of the latest ones, anyway. Let's forget I said that. Now, I'm joined in the studio by all of these wonderful people because they're here to talk about a film, which is an Essex-based film called Best Geezer, which has its premiere in London on the 28th of this month, and we're going to talk about it. So first off, I wanted to basically ask each of you your role and how you got involved in the film. So who shall we start off with first?
I don't mind going first.
Good morning.
Yep, okay, so this is Lutricia. Go ahead.
Right, so I actually play a character called Michelle, and I'm the mum to one of the main actors in the film. His name is Dave, and I will stop at nothing to make sure that my son Dave and his two friends, Neil, who's played by Darren Tassler, and Ryan, who's played, no, not Ryan, sorry, Billy, who's played by Ryan Enniver. I will stop at nothing to make sure that my son and his two friends get there in the film industry. So I will flirt with anyone I can to get them up the top and make sure that they get where they want to be.
And have you always done acting? Is this something new, or is something you've always been involved in?
Always done bits and pieces of acting. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been in different things. I've done commercials. One of the funniest ones I done was a commercial for the Oakey photocopy machines, where I had to chase a young lad around the office.
It's a bit rude, isn't it?
It's so funny because I kept asking them when they was ready for me to go on set.
Yeah.
And they was taking ages and ages to do this other commercial. So I thought, I'm going to take a piece of that gorgonzola cheese off the table because they had this big table laid out with all this food on. So I thought, I'll have a bit of that. As soon as I popped it in my mouth, they said, right, you're on set now. So I was like, oh, my God, I've got to chase this young man around the office and try and kiss him, and I'm going to smell sick. Oh, my God.
It's probably not the best.
Yeah, but, you know, with the Best Geezer film, it's been so much fun to work on, and we've had so many laughs, and it definitely is worth watching. Honestly, it really is. Everyone's going to be laughing their socks off.
What about yourself, Andrea? Tell us about...
Hi, yeah, I'll play Pat the receptionist, and I help run Canvey Video Extra in the film, and with Darren Tassel. Darren Tassel is the main, like, one of the lead cast who most of my scene is actually with. But I've got to say, it's actually one of the funniest, if not the funniest, film I've ever worked on. I just didn't stop laughing all the way through. But I really enjoyed it, and thank you for casting me, Caroline and James.
So, to Caroline and James, tell us about the film and how it went from a script onto the screen.
Well, I'm James, the director. Apparently I'm important as a result, but it was kind of your idea originally, wasn't it, to do this film Best Geezer? I mean, I've got a connection with the area because I grew up on Canvey Island, so I'm an Essex boy really, we kind of worked together on various independent films, and the idea of Best Geezer came up through you, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, so he is referring to me when he's saying, talking to me. I'm Caroline. I am the producer and screenwriter. I also play a woman called Zoranda in the film, and she's a very wealthy, very lazy kind of woman with a kind of sinister undertones. And she's the ex-wife of Neil, played by Darren Tassel. But yes, I came up. It was my daft idea to come up with this film, and I don't know why. I think we were just watching. We were scouting around one day to have a look at see what films were out there, and there was a lot of these crime dramas coming up. You know, everything in Britain at that point seemed to be crime dramas and geezer movies. And I was saying, there's so many of them out there. Is there like an awards, you know, a film festival and an awards ceremony for these kind of films, which of course there wasn't. Well, I don't know. Maybe there is. But
there is now.
There is now, and it's called Best Geezer, or The Geezers.
Yeah, it's like the equivalent of the Oscars for the Geezers, Geezer films, and these gangster films. I mean, I quite like them. They're a bit violent, and they've got their usual characters in them. But we call them, wait for it, kick your head in movies, don't we? Because the central premise of these films is that guys get together, they have some kind of disagreement, and it always ends up they either shoot each other or kick each other's heads in. So we coined this daft phrase, and that appears in the movie. That's the kind of level of humour we're at, I think, isn't it?
But they're more gritty, so instead of being like the Hollywood version of people from Essex, which they never quite get the accents quite right, this is really sort of gritty that people will recognise if you live in Essex. It's also presenting all different sides of the area.
Yes, I mean, what we're doing is we're poking a bit of fun at the genre. As I say, guys out there, don't send a hit squad after me. But well, I actually like the films, but it pokes a bit of fun at them. And the guys in the film, they kind of run a small video production outfit, which isn't very good. But their dream is to make a geezer movie of the type we've described. And they have a go by getting money from various dubious means, and it goes from there, doesn't it? Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's just they aspire to make this film, and if it's just of course goes horribly wrong, and it's ups and downs, laughs, tears, emotion, cheering, all sorts. You know, it runs the gamut of emotions in this film.
Yeah, so we actually call it a dramedy, don't we? Because it's got quite a lot of drama in it. Mm. You know, it's not what we call a gag movie, so it's not a laugh a minute, actually, is it? But it's got a bit of heart and soul as well as the funny stuff as well.
So how do you fund a film? Because funds are a bit, normally it costs a lot of money. You've got to have permits and all sorts of things, and actors, obviously, locations. So how did you get everybody to get together to do it, and how did you get all the locations, and how long does it take you to film it?
Well, there's quite a lot there to answer, and it was quite a story, I can tell you. But originally we were going to try and raise about £40,000 through crowdfunding, because we've made films in that way before, but we ended up getting about 4,000, 10% of that. And so, Caroline, we've had these conversations before, thinking, what are we going to do now? So we thought, well, why don't we see if there's some enthusiastic people who are into this, and we make the film anyway. And we very luckily got in touch with Lutricia Norris, who's not only an actress, but also a locations person, manager. And also a couple of other people like Tequila Carter and Ondi, wasn't it?
Ondi Woods
and various other people. Can't name them all here.
There's too many. I mean, we've got hundreds of people involved in this film.
Yeah.
Okay, I exaggerate.
I'll tell you what, because we've tried to do this in other areas of the country, and it was impossible. But around, in Essex, what we found was people really liked the idea, and they just clicked. And because this kind of project is driven really not through money, because we can't afford 100,000 or a million, we have to make the film any way we can, and it is driven by the enthusiasm of the local community, and it's unbelievable how many people came on board and said they helped,
and they all bounced off each other as well, didn't they? Everyone
did.
Was like mucked in, and it was just such good energy.
I've never experienced a project, because this is a big project, we had about 40 cast and crew involved in it. And outside of Essex area, I knew people were cool here, you know, they were positive, and it's a working county, isn't it? Let's face it. But the buzz was great, and I think we're really grateful to the people involved, especially Trish. Yeah. Oh,
and how long did it take you to shoot the whole film?
It was about just over 5 weeks, something like that.
Yeah,
I mean, it was nearly 6 weeks. Compared to our last film that we shot in London called Casting Kill, that was shot in 6 days, which nearly killed us. So we took our time with this one, bearing in mind we had such a big cast and crew, and so many different locations, which is completely what you shouldn't do on a no-budget film. It's just, we completely went in the opposite direction and made
this... We keep making this mistake. Yeah, I know.
So the premiere is taking place on the 28th in London. You'll all be there in your finery.
Mm-hmm.
And other people can come along and see this film too. Is it going to be showing across Essex, or is it mainly for this premiere, or what's going to happen with people seeing the film after this?
Well, yeah, as you know, it's incredibly difficult at the moment to get a film screened on the big screen, and a lot of films, even big ones, go straight online, but we were determined to have a theatrical screening, so we were very lucky to have the premiere at the Southend Film Festival on the closing gala, and that was packed out. It was fantastic, so we're really grateful to the organisers of that for helping us out in Southend. Mm-hmm. So, but we decided that, you know, more people want to see the film, and they do. So we decided we'd again run a campaign to get people to buy tickets, and we've put on this event in London. So it's another chance for people to see our crazy film and to have a good laugh, and also to network with other actors and filmmakers who are all coming along.
And what? So it's on the 28th. What whereabouts is it showing, and where can people get tickets, and how much are they?
Okay, so it's at the private cinema at the Courthouse Hotel, which is Great Marlborough Street near Mayfair, is it?
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful hotel. It's really plush. And the cinema has got a proper cinema screen, you know. It's really, really top quality, and lovely comfy seats, fabulous bar. And tickets are £15.
Yeah.
And it's quite a small cinema. It seats 100, so, you know, tickets are limited. So if you want to come along, just grab your ticket now. And, come and join us. There'll be lots of... Well, obviously, we'll be there, the filmmakers, the stars, and all the lead cast, and other filmmakers as well. So it'd be a really good networking opportunity, as well as watching... an excellent film.
Yeah, you can get the tickets really easily by going on to Eventbrite and just searching for Best Geezer, and that means that it's all safe and secure, and you know, you can get your ticket online. You don't have to pick it up from anywhere.
And we will put those details up onto the website as well, so you can just do a quick link through. So let's, Andrea, what are you looking forward to most at the premiere?
Well, I'm looking forward to the venue as well, because I've never been to this hotel, so I'm really looking forward to it, and just getting everyone together, because where it is such a big cast, even though it premiered at Southend, I don't think everyone could make it, so it's just been nice to get everyone together again. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and to see who turns up as well.
And what about yourself, Lucretia? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone and watching the film again, because there's some really good parts in it that give you really good belly laughs as well.
I can imagine, for some reason, I've only just met you, but I can imagine that you're going to have something very sparkly and very fitted in a gown. Is this correct for the movie?
Yeah.
Is this, I know. And I just got a feeling, just looking over it, I thought she's going to be wearing something very sensational.
Like a little bit of spangle.
Yes, very sparkly.
A little bit of bling.
So after this, what's going to happen? Sorry, we didn't. Is it going to be going straight on to sort of YouTube, or how will people see it if they can't make the premiere?
Well, we're going to see if we can get it into some festivals and then around the world, hopefully, and get it reviewed. And, you know, if it gets out there enough, it might get a real following, and then it gets picked up for bigger distribution. That's kind of the dream. Not too dissimilar from the characters in the movie who have a dream to put their film out there. It will definitely eventually end up on all the major streaming channels like Amazon and Apple and all that, but that's a little bit further down the line. We want to give it a chance against all the massive competition out there to do its thing.
Yep. And as I always say with independent music, support independent film as well, because otherwise filmmaking will be just for the rich people, and we don't want that. We want everybody to be able to do acting. And again, it's like you've got actors at the very, very top that can get paid millions of pounds, like you do with the Ed Sheerans of this world, but there are people that are on a everyday level that are just as good. That's why you should always go to see your Amdrams, because they put on fantastic shows across Essex as well, and go and see some local musicians, independent, because the talent in Essex is phenomenal. It really is a very creative county with so much going on, and very little cost as well. If you want to go and see some of these productions and things, it doesn't cost very much. Going into London sometimes, if you're going to the theatre, can cost you about £150. You won't get any change out of that. There we go.
Yeah,
it's true though, isn't it? If you go and see,
yeah, I think the South End Film Festival and Horror on Sea is run by the same company, the White Bus Company in South End, and they do amazing work for independent film. I've never seen anything like it, and they also do. I have an archive of all old films, British films, and they work the old cinema cameras as well, a cinema projection as well, which is incredible. So there's a lot going on in Southend, and it's getting bigger all the time. The film scene, which I'm more familiar with, is really growing, definitely.
And let me just put this to you. You must be writing another one. Come on.
What, you mean a sequel?
A sequel, yes.
Well, this is what the whole cast are just putting guns to our heads right now, saying, we want another one.
Yeah.
And James and I do have a very, very good idea for a story. But we're just going to wait and see how Giza does, get that out there. And then
it's funny, isn't it?
Hopefully somebody with, you know, some money might pop up and give us some.
Otherwise, we're going to have to do a crowdfunding campaign for £50,000 and we'll get £5,000.
But you've done so well to actually produce and do this all and like working all the hours for nothing to get this done and get it off the ground, everybody. Yeah. So, I mean, it's you've had, as you said, you've got a massive cast of people and crew and stuff that have helped out.
Well, it's a really good point you make, and it's interesting what you talk about independent music, because, you know, apart from the establishment in Britain, the film business, you just can't get the funding. So in order, but that's not to say you shouldn't make a film, but you have to find other ways to make a film. And the way Caroline and I have done it over the years is to work with the right people. That's how we've turned around 6 films, isn't it? Something like that.
6, yeah.
And it's been super hard, but it always comes back to the thing. You can make your film, but you have to work with the right people, and money isn't always the priority. In fact, it's way down on the list if you really are passionate about it.
Excellent. Lovely to meet you all. Wish you all the success with Best Geezer. If you're listening out there, you can go and see it on the 28th. 28th in London. And we'll put all the details up on the website so you can just do a click through. And how much again were tickets?
£15.
Yeah, going to London, £15, you know, that's nothing. Go and support local film, local theatre and music. Did you enjoy that, Lawrence?
Yeah.
Lawrence is on work. He's just been filming in the background. You see, if you need a young character, we've got Lawrence.
Yeah.
There you go, Lawrence, get you in a film already.
Up and coming talent.
Thanks to all of you coming in, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.